Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories.
To our top story now, and it involves concerns about drones. We are keeping up with local and federal law enforcement folks now as they keep an eye out for drones, which have been popping up more and more lately. A concern? Well, we got a lot of events taking place this summer, and the last thing you need is a bunch of unmanned, albeit miniature, craft flying in and around these events, sparking some security concerns. Here's Juliet Papa.
The FBI is not messing around with securing the World Cup and planned events for Independence Day festivities.
We've already been preparing for these events for the last 2 years.
The FBI's Amit Katya Patel says they've seized 32 drones at World Cup fan sites here in the five boroughs, violating the temporary flight restrictions in place.
If the drone just has some sort of like failure, the battery runs out, we can't have that go into a crowd or a building.
But it's also about what's being recorded. The fine is steep, $100,000. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Boy, oh boy, they say nationwide at the World Cup events, they've found 300 drones thus far. Most of them, obviously, we've not heard at least of anything with ill intent, but still, you just never know who's shooting a wedding and who's got a heat-seeking missile up there, so they'll keep their eyes open. Meantime, the city council member sounding the horn today, similar to what NFL and NBA fans were saying about watching the games. Man, it's so doggone hard to find anything because they've scattered them all over these different networks and streaming services. Charles Barkley was fussing about it once on the NBA countdown. Well, now Councilman Frank Morando wants Congress to get Major League Baseball on free TV. He says these streaming services are just killing us.
Fans often need cable, regional sports networks, Apple TV Plus, Amazon Prime, Netflix, Peacock, and other subscriptions just to follow one team. That's crazy. The average fan shouldn't need a spreadsheet to figure out where tonight's game is.
And my rabbit ears will only stretch so far. He wants Congress to look at the MLB's antitrust exemption. He introduced a non-binding resolution earlier this month. Moreno says it just doesn't take hours. And calling your buddy or borrowing your kid's TV-compatible PlayStation to watch the Mets or the Giants or the Knicks or whomever. It's just crazy here. I mean, Wimbledon starts on Monday in the UK, but not to be outdone, they've set up a pretty cool Wimbledon-esque event at Woolman Rink in Central Park for the locals. Mac Rosenberg is at Wimbledon Woolman for us.
It's as close to Wimbledon as you'll get in New York City, right down to the iconic grass.
The grass is just impeccable.
Jeannie Bouchard would know, considering she was once a Wimbledon runner-up. She's going to play on the manicured Wimbledon grass court that the All England Club brought here to Woolman Rink.
Wimbledon is my favorite tournament. New York City is my favorite city, so it's kind of like the intersection of all my favorite things.
All England Club Marketing Director Usama Al-Kassab says here's what fans will get.
The serene, beautiful grass of Wimbledon and all-white playing uniforms alongside the iconic skyline of Manhattan.
Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at Woolman Rink.
And a corrections officer in trouble for allegedly calling out sick when she wasn't. And Nakia Coakley didn't just call out sick. Oh, no. They say she went for the extreme, took a sick leave, made off with about $5,400 in pay she didn't deserve, it says here. Investigators say she filed fraudulent medical papers to get a little time off, but she allegedly never got the medical treatment, not even a bottle of aspirin from the Walgreens in the neighborhood. Queens DA Melinda Katz says, sister, you can't be doing that. We'll do that. She's on the hook now for grand larceny, government corruption, offering a false instrument. A couple of those are felonies. She can get 7 years for that. She was arraigned today. She's out on her own recognizance. Somebody say all of that to go to the Knicks championship parade? Actually, the DA says Coakley took off 14 days in 2022 and allegedly faked more than a dozen notes from a Manhattan medical center. They caught up with her when the medical center goes, Nakia who? So the cyclone at Coney Island turns 99 today. How are we going to celebrate? Our Mary Lynn Buckley got a nostalgic take from some diehard cyclone fans.
Thrilling Coney Island cyclone is celebrating 99 years.
Well, it was like one of the first roller coasters, you know, growing up. There wasn't many of them things going around.
Ricky says there's no better feeling than riding it.
The first time I ever got on, I was scared. When I took that hill, I was like, oh my God. But I survived it, and it was easy after that, you know.
Moisha says his parents first took him on it. Then he took his kids, and now he's taking his grandchildren.
Very, very nice. I went a million times. Keep running more for another 99 years.
99 years, and it's still going strong. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Coney Island.
Yeah, a cyclone listed on the National Register of Historic Places, and of course it's a New York City landmark, still reaches maximum speeds of 60 miles an hour with a total track length of 2,640 feet, and yes, I'm still afraid to ride it. Now, I've tackled Space Mountain down at Disney, but it's in the dark, so I can't see. Doesn't scare me as much. Police in Southwest Queens, meantime, on the hunt for the person who's going around stealing religious statues.
Statues of Mother Mary and various saints stolen in front of people's homes, businesses, and even off their front lawns. The NYPD's Hate Crimes Task Force is investigating. They say the first incident happened on June 11th, when a statue of St. Anthony was removed. Then the next, nearly 2 weeks later, on June 22nd, when a statue of Mother Mary and a statue of St. Pedro, both stolen from the front of someone's home. And then the next, on Wednesday, June 24th, when someone stole a statue of Mother Mary near Bristol Avenue. All of these hate crimes, police tell us, have been happening in Ozone Park and also Howard Beach. This seems to be targeting religious statues, specifically saints and Mother Mary. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
And that is so weird. What are they doing with these statues? You can't stash them under your jacket or hide them in your trunk. Hey, Holmes, I got this statue to say. This is crazy. Anyway, the NYPD says it has seized $151 million worth of counterfeit goods in an operation yesterday in Lower Manhattan. Cops executed search warrants near Canal Street, Hester, Mulberry, West 27th Street, recovering items like fake Knicks apparel, Rolex watches, Labubus, electronics, and a whole lot more. 17 people arrested, $145,000 cash, too, also recovered. The NYPD says it was responding to quality of life complaints from the community regarding illegal vending. Before this last operation, police say they conducted five previous ones in the area in the past few weeks, seizing over 1,100 counterfeit bags and other products worth over $100 million. And those are cheap bags. A massive drug... I just heard that from a friend, by the way. A massive drug bust today in Queens. Prosecutors say 10 kilos of cocaine were seized with a street value of $250,000.
It was a drug trafficking operation from Jamaica, Queens to Nassau County, where Queens DA Melinda Katz says 10 people were indicted for allegedly selling cocaine, fentanyl, and heroin. Operation Bell Tower started in 2022 between the DA and NYPD, with undercover officers buying drugs from them in 2025. Katz says police seized more than $250,000 worth of cocaine, a loaded pistol, and $15,000 in cash. Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Well, sentencing day at the Manhattan courthouse now for a woman convicted of killing another lady and then stuffing her body in a duffel bag. Kinsley Alston pleaded guilty to second-degree murder. That's for the 2024 killing of 52-year-old Nadia Vitales. Police say Alston and her boyfriend killed the woman inside the lady's Kipps Bay apartment. The couple had apparently been squatting there and killed Vitales when she came back. She came back, you know, to look at the apartment and get it cleaned out because she was going to rent it out or whatever. Well, the victim's son later found the body, oh, that's terrible, in an apartment closet. Investigators say the couple had beaten her to death and stuffed her in a duffel bag and put her in the closet. The boyfriend was sentenced back in April. He got 20 years to life. So we'll see what the latest defendant will get. Well, a few days after a lady got in trouble for stealing a special edition Knicks trash can, sanitation says no need to steal. Giving them away.
Are you a Knicks fan that needs to fill a 28-inch tall space in your home? Or maybe you need a garbage can? City Sanitation is giving away five of the blue and orange cans. Commissioner Gregory Anderson.
The fact that the Knicks have been such a unifying force for New York City, and then also, you know, people have seen how much work sanitation workers did to clean up after every single one of the playoff games.
And the parade. You can sign up for the Trash Bin Lottery till July 3rd at 5 p.m. And if you already have, you've got company.
We already have 45,000 people interested.
They made 10, no plans yet for the other five. Mac Rosenberg's 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.